116. Cannonball. Summers, they'd all go to the town pool, which was beside the sheriff's department and the town jail, and Burton and Connor would do cannonballs off the high board, curled up with their heads on their bent knees, hands holding their ankles in, against their haunches, to come up, laughing, to cheers, or sometimes just to Leon, executing a massive belly flop off the same board, making fun of how hard they tried. And that was what she thought of when Daedra looked up at the weird sound, which made her look up too, that copycat thing they had. Artifacts of image capture strobing in a descending line around Connor's peripheral in its black suit, coming down Cannonball and the balcony man and the Michikoid behind him, trying to get him into the car. So that mostly he took out that Michikoid, blood like some gross-out anime, the Michikoid in Connor's peripheral exploding 2 feet from her, like bugs in a windshield. Someone, Daedra, grabbed her by the top of the back of her dress, hauling her in, kicking her hard in the ankle, probably just out of how pissed she was. And balcony man screaming, hugging his right arm, covered with blood. Flynn wasn't sure whose, as another Michikoid bundled him into the car, the door closing behind it. "Newgate," Daedra said, over the man's sobs of pain, and they pulled away.